Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is an honorable, decent, good human being that we're talking about. I can assure you that if there's wrongdoing out there, whether it's on the streets or whether it's on the, in the police department, no matter where it is, Senator Jeff Sessions is going to find it and bring justice to whoever justice needs to be brought to.
That's Reince Priebus this weekend talking about the man that President-elect Trump has chosen to be his attorney general, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. But the Democrats are aligning and they're getting ready for a fight, and they say it's going to be a tough confirmation battle. Joining us now on the line to talk about this and other stuff in the news, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Hey, Joe, how are you?
It's fine, thank you.
All right, so Jeff Sessions was a U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Alabama. I actually covered him as a reporter in Mobile for a while before I came to Washington, D.C. in 1986. And they're raising some stuff that was said 30 years ago when he was chosen by President Reagan to be a judge. That nomination later withdrawn because it got a little heated and controversial. What should we think about all this?
Well, I served with Jeff Sessions. I was U.S. attorney at the same time. We were both members of an advisory group for the attorney general. He was a really fine gentleman. He's been an even better United States senator. He was actually the ultimate winner when he didn't get the judgeship, because he got to be the Attorney General of Alabama, where he prosecuted the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, got the death penalty for the leader of the Klan, which was in fact carried out. He also became, as U.S. attorney, he instituted desegregation of some school systems as well as up other public facilities in Alabama. He was a fabulous U.S. attorney. So these concerns about him are absurd. He has the votes to be confirmed. He will be confirmed, but what the Democrats are going to try and do is they're going to try and dirty him up. They're going to try and put pressure on him not to touch the Civil Rights Division, which must be done. The Civil Rights Division has become a political hackery place. We'll see how strong the Republicans are. I think he'll get through, though.
Well, but some of them could go wobbly, let's face it, when the usual and predictable chance of racism start getting mm-hmm. thrown around, they start to run for cover. So
yeah.
You just said the Civil Rights Division has become a mockery and it should be dismantled. That was
Didn't say it should be dismantled.
Oh, I'm sorry,
excuse
me.
It needs to be reformed.
It needs to be reformed. But Chuck Schumer laid that marker down yesterday. He says, well, if he wants to dismantle the Civil Rights. So what is wrong with the Civil Rights Division right now, and will the Republican senators during their questioning be able to articulate that?
There's plenty wrong with it, mostly political decisions not based on fact and law. But let me just say something, if I may, about this. You're absolutely right to see if Republicans get wobbly knees. Let me just say this about the Democrats. For more than 30 years, they were led by Robert Berg, who was the exalted Cyclops, that is, the leader of the Ku Klux Klan in West Virginia. Not one of them ever stood up on the floor of the Senate and objected to him being their leader. Let me repeat this. Robert Byrd was a member of the Klan. He joined so he could gain political favor in West Virginia. Neither Ted Kennedy, and more importantly, not Chuck Schumer, never said a word. Let me tell you what the Republicans should do. They should go on offense. They should accuse the Democrats of being hypocrites. They should talk about Robert Byrd. They should talk about his leadership of the Klan in West Virginia. And they should attack the Democrats in the Senate for never standing up and saying anything about it. Indeed, at the memorial service for Robert Byrd, dozens of Democrats got up and gave eulogies to him and praising him for his public service. And never once, except for Bill Clinton, who got up and mentioned that he was a member of the Klan, but he did it as a young man to get ahead in life.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't blame him for that. Yeah. He just saw it as a way to get ahead because he wanted to get votes from people.
This is a test of whether or not Republicans have cojones. They should throw this in the face of the Democrats.
And let's remember that those confirmation hearings in which all of this was ginned up, it was ginned up specifically by one Ted Kennedy, who I think at that very moment was developing his playbook that he would pull out later for the nominations of people like, Robert Bork to be a Supreme Court justice.
That is correct.
Absolutely
correct. And it was the Democrats from the Robert Bork nomination on who changed American politics forever. It's their fault that we are where we are. And actually, though, we're at Trump time, and I think it's just grand.
Well, and we're post Harry Reid doing away with the 60 vote rule on a lot of these nominations.
And let me just tell you something. If the Democrats oppose President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, I'm going to tell you something. Mitch McConnell will change the rule, and they will make it 51 for Supreme Court nominees. He is going to exercise the nuclear option.
Well, that was my next question for you, but since you've already answered that part of it, let's continue to focus on the Supreme Court justice nomination. It's very rare that a president going in assembles his cabinet, picks an attorney general, and needs to pick a Supreme Court justice nominee. If he picked up the phone and asked you, Joe, who would be a good choice, knowing the list that he's already put out there, where are you leaning right now?
I would vote for Ted Cruz. I would vote for Judge Pryor from the 11th Circuit, and I would vote for Mrs. Sykes from the 7th Circuit. There is a huge list, which he said he will choose from. He's already announced, I think there are 12 people on it, that he will choose from that list. It's a major commitment made by him during the campaign. The American people voted for him, so I assume he's going to pick from that list. The only one who wasn't on that list was Ted Cruz, but I think he met with Cruz in order to give him a handshake and to start the thing over again.
Yeah.
I mean, if he gave it to Cruz, I think it would be fabulous.
Really? And you think that he could get confirmed?
Oh, absolutely. They'd do it just to get rid of him.
That's right.
That's exactly
what
right.
That's
what a lot of people have said, and I think only half in jest, because he gets under their skin. He really does. Well, that'd be very interesting. What about the talk of Mitt Romney? Were you surprised, just from a political observer standpoint, that there would be this olive branch extended? And how serious is this?
This is the art of the deal in spades. This is unbelievable. This is vintage Trump. You know, and I think it's very serious. I mean, it was Pence who said yesterday that Romney was under, as and I quote, active and serious consideration for Secretary of State. Now, you just don't say something like that. Now, that doesn't mean that Romney wants it or will do it. I can't imagine that he wouldn't want it. I mean, talk about saving a useless political life. Mm. He becomes Secretary of State. Just think, he could be the next Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God. Hopefully he'll have better judgment with regard to his emails.
I think picking Romney would be brilliant.
Yeah, I do politically. Hey, 1 minute left here, and you actually broached another subject that I wanted to talk to you about. We're hearing that the Republicans in the House are interested in at least 4 different hearings, continue to investigate Hillary Clinton and her behavior. And we're already hearing this suggestion that Obama should pardon her and that the President-elect Trump and Republicans should be magnanimous in victory. Please talk to me about how critically important, especially because of the election results, how critically important that the Republicans continue down this road because of the philosophy of law and order and equal protection under the law.
Well, I think the key is the rule of law. Remember this phrase, rule of law. And the Obama administration abandoned the rule of law. The Justice Department became a political arm of the Democratic National Committee and the re-election and the election campaign of Hillary Clinton. The Justice Department senior officials got in the way of grand jury investigations into the Clinton Foundation, and there needs to be a very serious investigation, not only by Congress, but by the new Justice Department team, as to why senior officials in the Justice Department leaked information to Hillary Clinton, made the strangest legal deals for immunity that have ever been made by the Justice Department. It needs to be, in other words, what I'm hearing from assistant U.S. attorneys all over the country with whom I have spoken, they want the investigation reopened, but they want an investigation of the investigation itself. That's why Comey can't stay.
That's
why Comey has to go, and why Ray Kelly, the former police commissioner of New York, has to be the next FBI director.
And this is the main reason why Democrats don't want somebody as effective as Jeff Sessions to be the next attorney general.
I can assure you, every time they say Jeff Sessions, I'm going to say Robert Byrd.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much. Good to have you, Joe.
Okay,
always
guys.
Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.